Excuse me.
Yeah.
I'm a
bringing
lost.
That fire, man. Bringing that. Bringing that hot fire.
Do you happen to know where the hood would be on the map? You just point it out. That's where I'm going.
It's back that way.
Oh, I knew I missed it.
Excuse me. Friend's a little slow.
That's one of the best endings to a movie ever.
It really is.
You realize what you've done? Anyway, good morning, everyone. Welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Morning.
6:44. All right, we still got a lot to cover, so I don't want to dilly-dally. I don't want to lollygag. I don't want to horse around, okay?
Well, that's what you're doing by saying that.
That's true. Good point. Good point. I've already wasted enough time.
Moron.
Dilly-dallying, horsing around, and lollygagging.
Still doing it.
Still doing it right now. I just can't stop. Let's do your rock news and rock history. See, it was a bit. All right, I was doing a bit there, Hunter.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, it was
still dilly-dallying.
Still screwing around. All right, here we go. Rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Didn't you see the sign? As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy when it comes to getting your car, truck, SUV fixed up. Owner John Van Lanningham, his crew, going to get you taken care of back on the road quickly, safely with AIR, Advanced Import Repair. Well, M Shadows of Avenged Sevenfold took to Twitter to offer up some advice to up-and-coming artists, including some words about the world of NFTs. And NFTs, you know better how to explain it, I think, than I do, Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all over the place right now. Some of them, tell everyone in your words what an NFT is.
I have no idea what an NFT is.
Yeah, you do. It's the digital art form that, like that monkey. That picture of that monkey is an NFT, and people are selling them for ridiculous prices.
Oh, are you talking about, like, the art and whatnot?
Yeah. I thought you knew more of what NFT
was. I really didn't. I really don't know much about that. I don't know where you're getting that from.
It's, because you're a nerd. You kind of like that that nerdy tech stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yes, but, I mean, I don't have to know everything about nerdy tech stuff.
Okay,
NFTs. I really don't know much about
it. Non-fungible token.
Okay.
Doesn't really make it any clearer, but it's ownership of unique physical or digital items, such as works of art, real estate, music, or videos. So you can own these things, all right? Like, and one thing that caused a whole lot of controversy is there's this monkey, like this cartoon drawing of a monkey, and it's sold for like some stupid amount of money. And then whoever bought it owns the right to that. So technically then they can make money off it either way, or they could sell it. It's stupid. It doesn't make any sense.
It really does sound kind of.
It goes into this. Shadows tweeted, "Never let your art become a commodity. Let the creation take you where it's going to take you, and let the chips fall where they may. Always learn where the boundaries are so you can go beyond them. Nothing will take you further away from what's important than trying to create something that will appease everyone. Analytics show us where we've been, not where we're going. If you want to be a musician, painter, songwriter, novelist, whatever, don't become a commodity. People want to see your creativity lead the way." So he's kind of saying,
I don't disagree with him.
No.
Yeah. Don't be the cookie cutter is basically what he's saying. Don't fall into the trap of selling out and just doing what people want you to do. You know, be creative. Do your own thing. Well, there's a reason you got there in the first place. It's because of your creativity, right?
Yeah, man, I think that's kind of what that's what he's alluding to there is, you know, he's like, you know, it don't just become a, you know, dog and pony show just for the sake of doing it. You know what I mean? If you really want to make it, if you want to.
You know, it's hard. It's hard to do, really. I mean, because the more and more famous your pieces get or more popular and the more money that they're selling for, it's hard not to try to recreate that, right?
Well, and two, you see what some of this goofy stuff is going for, and you're like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to try and do that. And then you kind of fall into this black hole of, I don't know, digital mass. I don't know. I don't know the best way to describe it, but no. Interesting to see his take on it. It's like, because here's a guy who's made a lot of money off of the music, and it would be another way to make some money if they put their music out there, but he, you know, is against it. He's against it. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? NFTs still don't make... Bitcoin and NFTs make no sense to me whatsoever.
Exactly what I was going
to
say.
Yeah. Makes no sense.
Like, hey, can you explain, you know, your crypto to me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it's always like an hour conversation.
Yeah.
And always at the end of it, I'm like, I don't know anymore than I did.
You have more questions than when you first started.
That's like, I still never have an answer walking away like, okay, should I do this?
I've seen a couple gas stations now with cryptocurrency ATMs. Have you seen those? Dude, it's weird, man.
It's wild.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a wild thing.
Doesn't make sense. It's like Monopoly money to me. Just
it really
just
is, like, though.
You can't just make up currency, can you?
That's what I always ask them. I'm like, so can you cash out? They're like, oh, yeah. Like, so cash out. And they're like, well, I mean, you can kind of, but you got to. There's always something.
Yeah.
But there's always a but.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but you got to do, you know, da, 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 da.
Here's my thing.
Like, it sounds like a hassle. He's like, well, kind of. I mean, kind of, but not. I mean, it's, you know, it's always that. It's always, it's always kind of that stance.
My question is, can you go buy a loaf of bread with your Bitcoin? And I don't know if there's a direct answer on that one or not. Maybe there is. You and I are dumb with it. I don't know.
It would be nice if they were like, yes, here's your crypto. Give me the bread. No, it's always, well, yeah, you can, but, you know, you got to go deal, and then you got to just, no. Stop it.
Stop it.
I'm not getting into it. I'm not getting into it. Not doing it.
Knock it off. Anyway, but. Yeah, don't plan on seeing any of Avenged Sevenfold stuff on NFTs, whatever the hell that means. Mm-hmm. Whatever the hell that means. All right. Anyway, that is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
Now, this is off of what we would normally talk about, but it's too big of a thing not to mention. 1977 on this day, the amazing, the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley, died at the age of 42 in Memphis, Tennessee. I just watched that new Elvis movie.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. It's so good. It's just a really cool take on the king. Really, it focuses more on the relationship with the colonel and Elvis, and just what a terrible guy the colonel was in that sense. And just
been an Elvis fan since a kid.
Yeah.
My cousins really were big into Elvis. Mom loved Elvis. My mom's got pictures from an Elvis concert and the ticket stub and all that.
She actually got to go see him.
Yeah, she was like one of the front rows. It's pretty weird flipping through some Polaroids, and you're like, oh, yeah. Like, my mom took that, and that's Elvis.
Yeah, that's Elvis right there. My dad always says the one regret, the show he didn't go to, and this was in Madison years ago, and Elvis was coming through, and this was near the end. This was kind of near the end, like one of his last big tours, and he didn't go. Of course, when you think about it, you're like, oh, I'll go see Elvis some other time. You know what I mean? And then,
You know what's wild is I can understand girls just over Elvis, but not the Beatles. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't wrap my head around, like, girls just the Beatles.
That's how.
But for some reason, Elvis, I'm like, yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's because maybe he's shaking his hips or something.
Yeah. Well, and it's Elvis, kinda, like, Elvis did it 10 years before the Beatles even thought about doing it. You know what I mean? So,
you know.
Yeah. Well, the Beatles suck. Don't get me started. Right? Apparently, they were bored in 1964. All right, that's what it was.
Yeah. Elvis was great, man. Oh, look at these great songs.
Look at these fun guys with their long hair and their goofy shoes. All right, great. Don't get me started. Don't get me started on the Beatles. All right, we're talking about Elvis, Aaron Presley.
Damn right.
Yeah. Anyway,
got married in front of Elvis.
That wasn't the real Elvis, Hunter. I feel like I need to mention
that. No, it was the real Elvis. Hey, and you know what? We were like one of the last ones. You can't get married in front of Elvis anymore.
No, they actually took
that away.
Yeah, the people who own like the Elvis estate, the rights to like Elvis, whatever it is. Yeah, I hate to say it. I think it's a money grab. What they're going to do is just really put the screws to Vegas because, I mean, they can't do Elvis shows. You can't get married by Elvis. You can't.
Exactly.
For
all
that. All
the impersonators. Yeah. Wrap it up.
Didn't your Elvis impersonator show up with a hooker too? At like
he might have. He just might have. I thought it was his wife, but it might have not have been his wife. You know,
just a hunk of burning love.
No, that was wearing the vows. That was a hunk of burning love. He was good. I'm telling you, he was good.
Spot on.
He was spot on, man.
Why don't you remember? It's not the real Elvis. Okay,
it was the real Elvis. Just let me be.
Need to. Make that clear. All right. There you go. That is your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair.
Thank you.
We'll be back.